Ramsey TV.
Man, don't get nervous. Don't get nervous, anybody who see part two down here. I'm not going to be doing a multi-parted series of shows on politics, although most people like when I talk about politics, because I only do it as touching the times of the end, as touching the book of Revelation, as touching what God is doing on the earth, which I think is interesting. We have this epic book of the Bible called the Unveiling of Jesus Christ, also known as the Revelation, and we're in these times. How can we not talk about it? Nevertheless, I do have a feeling, yeah, that the people don't like me talking about politics might be lefties. However, having said that, this is no longer a matter of whether you're on the left or on the right. It's not even a matter of ideologies. Those are parties, of course. Democrat and Republican, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative. I mean, it matters, but in this case, it has boiled down to the ruling class, or those who would assume themselves to be the ruling class, versus the people. Totalitarian government is government that vests all power in a ruling class, and they are there only to be in power. They are there to exercise control over other people, to amass the wealth of a nation and of a people to themselves. We know this is the goal of any one world government. This is what is going to happen. We are going to have a one world government, and it is going to demand allegiance, and it is going to force people to get a mark either on the hand or the forehead, either of the name or of the number or the emblem of the beast, and they won't be able to buy and sell unless they do it. These things are facts. I hate to tell you. But members of the body of Christ, we are not appointed to indignation. We are to be rescued out of the coming indignation. This is a specific thing. Someone says, well, we're always going to have indignation. We always have trouble in our lives. Yeah, no, but this is not that. This is the coming indignation, the definite article there. This is a certain time period prophesied by Jesus Christ, by the prophets, commonly referred to as the tribulation. So we are not appointed to that. We are not going to go through it. I mean, it's tough to see it coming, but it's birth pangs. And it's going to birth a 1,000-year kingdom. Birth pangs are short compared to the child that comes forth. The big question is, who is going to administer this one-world government? Is it going to be the obviously evil people? I don't see how it can be. This is why I don't think that the author of The Art of the Deal is going to be out for long, because the Christians have identified themselves with him and with the cause of righteousness, because these things are obviously righteous. When you want to give people freedom, you want to maintain freedom of speech in a country, you want people to keep the wealth that they earn, you want to secure the borders of your country so that you have an identity. All these things are good. You want to make laws that are conducive to life for everyone, not just some people. You don't want to have a program where the herd is thinned out and you kill people via poisoned vaccines. And then these other things are obviously evil. And so we would at least me, speaking for myself, I like things that are good, that lean toward righteousness, but so do Christians. And so we know that this deception at the end time, this has always gotten me. I told you this verse has always gotten me. We'll deceive the elect if it were possible. This is why I say that the Christian community has to champion the one world government. They see right through the exhumed body and hairy camel. Nobody likes it, because that organization that doesn't belong there, I called them illegitimate yesterday, and they're against half the American people. They don't like them. They're out to punish them. Whereas the new world order, one world government, another name for it is new world order. The new world order will be sanitized. It will be presented as freedom, opportunity for all. It will eliminate wars. It will make peace deals. Oh, there, I got to tie up that loose end. Ho. Why do I think the author of The Art of the Deal will be back? Is because these peace deals in Israel must continue. They won't continue with the exhumed body. They will all be nixed. It's all off the table. Because this guy makes friends with our enemies and hates our friends. Quite a singular position, I would say. Yeah. Not very favorable toward Israel, but oh, if you're in Iran or North Korea, we will send you money. And the Iran deal's back on the table. Why not? Doesn't it make sense to send our enemies money, tons of money, so that they can build nuclear weapons and aim them at us? Doesn't that sound like a great idea? Not to normal people, but it's all to weaken the U.S., because a weakened U.S. is more apt than to be absorbed by a one-world government. And there's the confusion. There's where nobody knows for sure what's going to happen, except for me. See, because I used to see that, of course, the United States has to be reduced. There can't be one great nation in a one-world government. It has to be knocked down to size. The first black president certainly tried to do it, didn't complete the job. The shrieking woman from Wellesley College was supposed to finish the job. But this guy, called the author of The Art of the Deal, got in the way. And boy, he threw him for a big loop. But you see, Satan today disguises himself as a messenger of light. Are these people currently illegitimately in the oval-shaped room messengers of light? No, they're obvious communists. Yes, they have a press that's a propaganda press. Just like China, just like Cuba, just like the old Soviet Union, just like Nazi Germany. One press that gives the state's viewpoint. All their voices are silenced. That's happening now in the United States, if you can believe it. Now, there's another way that the author of The Art of the Deal could get in, and this is, I have to really speak in code here. Really speak in code. You're smart people. You can follow me here. For one thing, when people say, we'll get them in 2022, or we'll get them in 2024. People tell me the author of The Art of the Deal is going to start a new party. Oh, that's exciting. Ooh, when he gets up a new party and presents himself as the candidate of the new party, what are we going to do? Vote for him? The vote is finished. There is no more voting. Because it's the whole system of voting is compromised. That's what allowed a guy that lost spectacularly to win and a guy that won spectacularly to lose. The whole system's corrupt. We'll get him in 2022. Really? How? By voting? Frickin' morons. We'll get him in 2024. No, it's now or never. So either the official organization with the big weapons that backs our country and defends it, either they take matters into their own hands, or here's where I have to be careful, the patriots will do it. Anybody remember the French Revolution? No, I wasn't there, but see, there's a time where the people who really are supposed to own the government works for the people in an ideal situation. The people get fed up and the people say, we don't like our nation going toward communism. We're going to do something about it. Yeah, this is why we have, in the United States, a Amendment Number 2. Amendment Number 2 allows us to keep and bear boom boom. Keep and bear boom boom. So, the argument against keeping and bearing boom boom by the communist types is you don't need an automatic weapon in order to kill deer. Well, the right to keep and bear boom boom isn't about killing deer. No, I'm not. It's about defending ourselves from our own government when it becomes belligerent. And when it becomes an entity that no longer serves the good of the people. At this time, people who are nationalistic, people who are patriotic, they gather en masse with their boom boom and they go to the place where the leaders of the nation live and they descend upon it like ants. Very powerful ants. I say ants as far as numbers, and they boom boom. And as in the French Revolution, the guillotine comes into play. Back then, today, probably not. But anyway, that's how it happens. And would I cheer that happening against an evil administration? Yes. I myself cannot participate in it. And neither can you, ladies and gentlemen, because we are to be subject to superior authorities, even if they are placed there illegitimately. Because we know that above it, God has done it. God has done this. God has put the exhumed body and hairy camel in the oval-shaped room illicitly. Not illicit for him, but as far as the voice of the people, as far as the will of the people being exercised, forget it. It wasn't. It was stolen, outright theft. But we know that God is over all. But does that mean that we're fatalists? Does that mean that we just sit back? Well, in a way it does, but it means we don't take up boom boom and march on the Capitol place. We don't. But when I would cheer other people doing it, yay, these other people don't care about Romans 13:1. They never follow Romans 13:1. Good. Yes, I would offer them food and drink on their way. Yes, I would give them advice. I think it's rainy in Washington. Right? Wear a raincoat. Good luck. You see, when our country rebelled against England back in the 1770s, we didn't like the fact that King George III was levying taxes upon us where we had no representation. We had no right to vote for them. We didn't have any representatives in England. We couldn't vote for lower taxes on tea. No, we couldn't. That pissed us off. And so we threw their frickin' tea in the harbor and we declared ourselves to be an independent nation. And once you do that, you better win. Because if you don't win, you're going to hang because you're basically committing treason. Treason. Yeah, I mean, it's going against your country to overthrow the government. So you better be successful if you're going to do it. The people now in charge of the Oval Building, occupying the Oval Building, they're not too smart. And I think it would be fairly easy for a large group of patriots to, let's say, rearrange things. So whether that happens or not, I don't know. I would rather that the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines take care of it. They have bigger boom boom. And it would be cleaner and less, fewer people would die. Fewer people would die. Some people are confused about the wound. Some people are suggesting, and I understand the appeal of this, that, okay, this time of incubation or this time of hibernation of the author of the Art of the Deal, this is a fulfillment of the scripture where the man of lawlessness receives a quote head wound, comes back miraculously. It's like, whoo, it's like a resurrection from the dead. I see the appeal of that. The only problem is it's I take scripture must be taken, allowing for figures of speech, scripture must be taken literal if possible. That's a rule of interpretation. Without it, you're lost in the Bible. And so this wound, it's not necessarily a head wound. People get the idea it's a head wound because they see one of the heads was wounded as unto death, one of the heads, but it's one of the heads of the 10-nation confederacy. It's not the head that's sitting on top of the human neck. Okay, so it is a wound that appears to be fatal. That's going to be literal when it happens. When it happens. Yes. This peace deal must continue. And again, we have the obverse of sense, the obverse of truth, the negative image of righteousness and at least good sense currently occupying the oval-shaped room. This is why I think it cannot be sustained. It doesn't fit. It does not fit the template of the unveiling of the Holy Spirit, which is quite brilliant, as speaking to John, who wrote it all down from the island of Patmos. So as for you and me, we would be well served to sit back and not obsess over this. The only way, I'll end with this, the only way I can see that this is the last thing and that this is the power, this is the government currently employed here, although having stolen it, but this is the thing that's going to take us into the tribulation. This is it. This is it. The times of light, the times of the white horse rider. You see, I keep going with the white horse rider. Got to be white horse rider. But the only case, the only way I can think that this is the thing, this is the one that's going to do it, the administration, if you'd like, is that the white horse rider was the last 4 years. The last 4 years was the last hurrah for any common sense governance, for any semblance of free speech, whatever shreds of it were left. And now it has been totally eradicated. The lunatics are in charge of the asylum. And we're in that case. One of my friends said, I need my almond milk again, but it's too late in the show here. One of my friends said, well, now we're way at the end is way ahead now that the exhumed body and Harry Camel are in. Now the whole timing is off. I said, are you kidding me? You are kidding me. No, I said, if that's the case, now we're in the fast lane because we won't have this nice little warm period of prosperity and peace and the peace deal signed and free speech back and the exposure of corruption, all these wonderful things we long to see, those of us who love righteousness. I expect that to happen. I expect that to be in the near future. It will be short-lived. But it will be nice. And in this way, you see the new world order turns. See, it's going to be a good thing. And everybody with a sense of righteousness, anybody who's a Libra, for instance, will cheer it. And they'll say, yes, this is great. But the thing is going to turn on a dime. That's what happens. It turns on a dime. The man of lawlessness makes a deal with Israel, allowing them to dwell in safety and to have their own free area to build the temple. No enemies can come. But then it turns on a dime. It's like an instant betrayal. And this is when the man of lawlessness sustains the wound, comes back. Now the man of lawlessness is inhabited by Satan. And now the thing goes bad. It's not a gradual incursion of evil that is obviously evil. This is why I can't abide this fake administration as the one that leads into the tribulation. So instead of seeing, instead of seeing the United States of America being reduced, I see it rising. I didn't always see it this way. And it's now the head of the New World Order, the head of the One World Government, with a leader that the whole world goes after, that the whole world marvels after, thought this guy was done. That's going to happen more than once. That's my take on things. Tomorrow, I was going to say back to scriptural topics. This is a scriptural topic. This is what's going on in the world. It has to do with what God said would happen. That's important to me. I care what God said is going to happen. It's interesting in that I believe we're living in those times. Why wouldn't we want to talk about it? So calm down, everybody. Take a deep breath. Focus on the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Read Paul's letters. Be subject to the superior authorities. We can still be pissed. We can still not like it, but we still are subject to it. But it doesn't mean you can't give a lemonade to the Patriots heading to the Capitol.